Good evening, it's 6 o'clock. Welcome to a special meeting on Monday, September 25th. Business 1.0, call to order, roll call, Mr. Stahl.
Alderman Jennings.
Present.
Alderman McCowen.
Present.
Mayor Pro Tem Bowles.
Present.
Mayor Sanford. Alderman Ramos.
Present.
Alderman Hoskins. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, item 2.0, business. Item 2.1, reconsideration approval of ordinance number 2017-280, amending the Shoreacre City Code by adding section 62-7, prohibiting the hazardous operation of a motor vehicle on flooded streets. I make a motion to reconsider and approve ordinance number 2017-280, amending the Shoreacre City Code by adding section 62-7, prohibiting the hazardous operation of a motor vehicle on flooded streets. Providing a severability clause, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date hereof. Have a second?
Second.
Okay, so Mayor Pro Tem Bowles, seconded by Alderman McCowen. Discussion, again, this is one that I put on after the storm, see people drive around the neighborhood throwing a wake and causing damage to people's homes. So that's all I have. Any discussion? Okay, let's move to vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And it passes unanimous. Item 2.2, reconsideration and approval of resolution number 2017-279, setting the date for a public budget hearing and meeting to adopt the fiscal year 2017-2018 general fund and utility fund operating budget. Do we have a motion?
I make a motion that we approve resolution 2017-279, a resolution of the City Council for the reconsideration. Resolution 2017-279, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Shoreacres, Texas, scheduling public hearing on the proposed budget for the city for the fiscal year beginning October 1st, 2017, and ending September 30th, 2018, providing that a public hearing on the proposed budget will be conducted at a meeting of the City Council to be held on September 25th, 2017, commencing at 7 p.m. at the Shoreacre City Hall, and providing an effective date.
We have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion made by Alderman Jennings, seconded by Alderwoman Ramos. Do we have any discussion? Okay, let's move to vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It passes unanimous. Item 2.3, reconsideration approval of resolution number 2017-280, nominating a candidate for a position on the Board of Directors of the Harris County Appraisal District. We have a motion.
Make a motion that we reconsider resolution 2017-280, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Shoreacres, Texas, nominating a candidate for a position on the Board of Directors of the Harris County Appraisal District, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date.
We have a second.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Alderman Jennings, seconded by Alderwoman Ramos. Discussion?
I would just say that if you could sign that tonight, Mr. Bowles, so that Mr. Stahl can get it off to the appraisal district, I would appreciate it.
Yes, sir, we'll do that. Any other discussion? Okay, vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that passes unanimously. Item number 2.4, reconsideration approval of resolution number 2017-281, thanking the community of Bluffton, South Carolina for the concern and support shown to the citizens of Shoreacres in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. We have a motion.
I make a motion. I make a motion for the resolution for the city of, let me start off, resolution number 2017-281, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Shoreacres, Texas, thanking the community of Bluffton, South Carolina for the concern and support shown to the citizens of Shoreacres in the wake of Hurricane Harvey, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the open meeting law, and providing an effective date within.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion by Alderman McCowen, seconded by Alderman Jennings. Any discussion? Okay, let's vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimous. Okay, moving on, we're now going to go into a workshop session in Tom Coleman Room. 2.5, discussion of general fund and utility fund. It's now 6:07. Item 2.5, workshop session for the discussion of general fund and utility fund budget of the city for fiscal year 2017-2018. Mr. Jennings.
Pass this down to Mr. McCallum. That's just a note for the second meeting. All right. Everybody get in? Everybody get a chair? Where are we at?
Discussion general fund and utility fund budget.
Okay. I was telling David that 2 years ago when I was on council, we made all the changes right here around in the workshops. The workshops were really, really productive, and that's why we scheduled this, obviously. But in consultation with Mr. Stahl this week, we'll go over it in here, but we're going to make all the changes in there because the legal fees are just outrageous and, you know, maybe it'll stop a few thousand dollars. I don't know. I don't have high hopes for that, but at least we got to try, right? And so what David put in your packet, let me make sure I know everything he put in his packet. Okay. Now, you have a worksheet that was part of your original packet, and then you have one that's changed a little bit on the certification pay for the police. But we'll just go over that real quick. It'll be this sheet that looks like this right here that was in your packet online. And if you guys looked online, it's in there. These are just things that, in working with David and Troy, so some line items that I'm going to be proposing in the other meeting, and then I'll tell you, and then I'll, you know, if you got any questions or whatever, and you can vote for it, you can vote against it. That's just the way it's going to work over there. But the first thing we did, if you'll notice, the first item there is, and I'm looking at it, it's not titled other than at the bottom it says DJ Budget Changes Rev 1. And what I'm looking at is David had originally proposed keeping a full-time employee that's not staffed at this point in time and eliminating a part-time employee. And so when we talked, and the reason he did that was he wanted to give the new city manager some flexibility. But when we talked, and I was able to get him to agree for now anyway, until you vote, to defund the full-time position and fund the part-time position. And what that did, that gave us a lot of flexibility on the budget. It's about a difference of $32,000, I think it was. And so, and that let us do other things. So I'll be proposing that, and that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 line items that we're going to have to go through in there. And again, all that does is change city staffing from 3 full-time to 2 full-time and 1 part-time. Administration, on the administration side of the budget. And that funds that part-time at 20 hours a week, at up to $21 an hour. So again, there's a lot of flexibility there. On the police, one of the things that we talked about at the other workshop, I'm not sure if it was the first one or the second one, was the need to the retention problems that we're having with our police force, specifically patrol. And so I had suggested in that meeting, and I think Alderman McCallum said the same thing, some sort of tiered approach to that, and so that they could make more money as they were here. And Mr. Stahl wanted to propose instead to use a certification system increase. And what that would do, in Mr. Stahl's eyes is, and experience is, I guess it promotes some sort of pride in the job, maybe?
No, it promotes gaining additional skills and
right.
Advancement in their professional skills, as opposed to just waiting out time to elapse for a step.
Right, but then on the retention side, you said that it would help retention because people like to be recognized for what they earn or what they
right.
what they're okay. And so we looked at it, and the base pay was $1,620 a year for all officers. with at the max, or the max master certification, which is the maximum that the officers could at the time earn, was 78 cents an hour. And that included the chief. That was the max. And so what we did, we looked at the Harris County Sheriff's Department, and they go up to about 280 an hour, roughly, depending on the certification. So we put ours at $3 an hour, max, possibility. These guys are not going to get a $3 an hour raise. This is if they go and they get different levels. There's a intermediate, no?
Basic, intermediate, advanced, master.
Okay, I don't think we do a basic.
Basic.
We just do intermediate.
Gives them their license.
Yeah, so basic is part of their base pay. So we do intermediate, master, advanced, and master. Okay. And so we changed that to, we haven't changed it. I have to be very careful here. I'm going to propose that we change it to a max of $3 an hour, which brings it, if you want to look at one officer, the maximum goes from $16.20 a year or 78 cents an hour to $62.40 max per year or $3 an hour.
Yeah, and I would clarify one of the reasons he's saying up to is because we budget for the full amount, because we don't know what level of certification someone might advance to. We want to make sure it's all budgeted. So if you don't fill all the spots with master certification, there's that money goes unspent.
Yeah. Right. So at the end of the year, that'll just be below budget, basically. So all we're doing, and it's just the max. The actual rates are up to David and Troy, and however they work that stuff, I don't really know. So that would be line item 6140.30, the certification pay for the police. And then we looked at, okay, well, city employees, we've already determined that in our other workshop again that they're the best asset for the city, right? And so they get, it's not really a bonus, but it probably seems like that because of the timing of it, but it's called a longevity pay. And they get $8 for every month of service that they've had with the city. And it's paid in October?
The first pay period in November.
In November, so right before Thanksgiving.
Full year of service before they're eligible.
Yeah, and so it hadn't been changed since 2003, and it's been $8 an hour. And so we looked, and we moved it to $10 an hour. The total cost, I'm sorry?
$10 a month?
No. Yes, $10 per month of service. So if you've worked for the city 2 years, you get $240. And you can see by line item how that would affect the budget. On the admin building, it would add $304. On the police, it'd add $334 per year. And public works, $42. So we're looking at a total of roughly $1,000 total to make that change. And the big one, which is going to, it whacks everything. We had talked about in our first infrastructure meeting, or second, anyway, at some point we talked about in our infrastructure meeting, that instead of just looking at these,
which you have elected not to address.
I'm not going to address it right now.
And that seems pretty narrow-minded when you went through all the other items which are at your proposal, and I think it's unfair to the council, unfair to the citizens, for you to pick and choose those of which you are going to explain to this budget meeting and to essentially play hide and seek on it at the council meeting. Just do it.
Mr. Bowles, is this appropriate?
With our current situation in our city, I'd rather not. I don't want us to be have a TOMA violation or anything like that. This is recorded. We can address it at the next meeting, please. That way, we're all compliant with the law and there's no accusations and we don't spend legal fees on it. But we'll be addressing the next meeting.
Okay. I haven't heard an explanation of why this proposal and its impact on the budget is different than the other proposals which the alderman has suggested. What's the distinction?
Let's bring it up in the next meeting.
I think there needs to be an explanation of why it's different.
When we finish this meeting, if you want to catch one of us outside or something and talk individually while we don't have a quorum, we'll wait till the next meeting. That's the best I can do. I don't want to cause an issue legally for our city. Is there any other questions?
You have a forum right now that you're going to be discussing these other items.
Do y'all have any other questions? Okay. If that's the case, we can move to 3.0. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
We have a second?
Second.
All right. Motion made by Alderwoman Ramos, seconded by Alderman McCallum. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, we adjourn at 6:39.